You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What the what?
What? AC/DC, bro.
Rocking the house with your boys in the morning.
Wake up.
We're 30 minutes out from the Mindbender. Oh, by the way, the Mindbender today is a 2-point Tuesday.
Excellent.
And I believe Josh is starting to get some ideas of making a comeback, isn't he?
Nah, I'm going to shove him down.
Anyway, we'll have that coming up here in just a little bit. But right now, oh, it's time to go to the email bag.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Mr. Jeremy, can you please share with our listeners the two different ways that they can get in touch?
Yes, biggies too. Go to mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top, and you can email us there. Or go over to Facebook and see all the cool stuff we post and send us a message. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This comes from Gaylene, and it made us laugh. She goes, "Hello, my boys in the morning. Would you please make a public service announcement for all men over the age of 35? First of all, let me just say, it always tickles me when people ask us to make public service announcements.
Mm-hmm. Hear ye, hear ye. Do you have everyone's attention?
She goes, for all men over the age of 35, once you're that age, wearing a backwards baseball cap looks completely ridiculous. She writes, sorry guys, but you're too old to pull that off. Maybe you can get away with it until 40, but that's pushing it. And then here's her capper. She goes, thanks for sharing this message, and I hope my brother-in-law hears it.
Tom.
That's from Gaylene.
Oh, that's funny.
Who was somebody once years ago said, turn that cap around and face the future.
I think that was you.
No, I've quoted somebody on, I can't remember who it is. I have a horrible fear that it might be Bill Cosby, which means I don't know if I can quote it anymore.
Right.
I think the sentiment is accurate, but
yeah,
so
I know you're
think?
Not a fan. You're not a fan.
I've never been a fan of the backwards baseball cap, but you still.
I'll rock it if I go out for a run or something. I'll throw one on backwards. I rock it. If I mow the lawn or I'm doing something outside, I usually toss it and put it on backwards, mostly to protect the back of my neck from sun because I get really crispy on the back of my neck. But I know Josh, our 20-something producer, comes in frequently with the hat on backwards.
Yeah.
And then Dom goes,
I
got no beef with it. I'm fine.
For me, it just seems so 25 years ago. I don't know. I wonder about things like that because it's always been that a younger generation never wants to look like their older siblings or their parents. You know, they always want to kind of go their own way. Even if they bring back old styles, you know, from 40, 50 years ago, but it's new right for their generation and stuff. And that's what's always surprised me about a couple of things. The backwards baseball cap, you just look like your parents because they did that. And then the same thing with the droopy drawers, the baggy pants, you know, that they
wear.
The saggy pants. It's the same thing. I always, look, you can, if you choose to like that, great. All I'm saying is, it surprises me that a younger generation wants to be confused with an older generation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's why I don't get it.
But yeah, anyway. I'll get a little weirded out if Josh comes wandering in like a stovetop hat like Abe Lincoln. At that point, I'll be like, whoa, throwback.
Well, there you can
It's already been done, Josh.
That long ago is fun.
Oh, okay. It circles back around.
Yeah.
I do have a question about like graphic tees and t-shirts with messages on them and sayings and funny t-shirts because I like those. I like some goofy t-shirts.
Do those have an age cutoff?
So I did pull up this article online. It says the top 10 items you're too old to wear. And that is saying that the cutoff is 30 years old. You can no longer wear the funny t-shirts, which is unfortunate because I'm going through my Amazon wish list and there's like three or four in there that I really want. Dom, I feel like you would appreciate this one. It's like the square from the periodic table of elements. One of the squares with an element. And it says A-H exclamation point. And on the bottom it says, ah, the element of surprise. So it looks like a science t-shirt, but it says the element of surprise. And it says, ah. Like, I really want that. But I'm like, I'm 40 years old. Can I do that anymore?
That's funny.
Or like I do have a Masters of the Universe, like a He-Man t-shirt that I like to throw on every now and then. Hmm. You know, I do that. And I got the guy swinging the baseball bat, and underneath it says touchdown. And
yeah,
I'm
not sure. I don't know if I agree.
Is that okay?
Yeah, because even if you saw like some, you know, 70-year-old wearing a funny t-shirt, I think that's pretty cool.
See, and I think that would be cool, but I feel like there is a block of time, say 30, 35 to maybe 70, that you shouldn't wear those. And then you can again once you hit 70, you know? Because then it's kind of cute and kind of funny.
So it's like a bell curve kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of. Other things on this list, too trendy denim. So T-O-O. Too trendy denim. So
what
denim,
does that mean?
Like probably like low rise pants or those jeans that are distressed or torn, you know, like that are made
right.
to look worn, that are kind of cool if you're 20 and you're wearing it. But if you're, you know, walking into the gym to the locker room and you're 45 years old and you're a man and you're wearing those type of jeans, you're like,
right. Now, I agree with that. You know, that's one of those items that Zoe sells on her little, you know,
which is perfect for that
online
age group.
Site. She goes, yes. She's 18, and she goes out and she gets jeans that she finds at, you know, Goodwill stores and stuff. She comes home, she distresses them,
yes.
Then she models them. She gets pictures and she posts them, and then people buy them right away, and they're all like 16 to 21 year old,
which is perfect.
Girls.
But I guess if this story is saying 35. You need to stop wearing those distressed jeans. Micro mini skirts is on the list. Dom, what age did you stop wearing those?
I've never stopped those.
The age is 40. They say the cutoff is 40. And it goes into a story about it.
But, you know, then there's the whole thing about things like, I don't know, short skirts or what, like workout pants and everything that a lot of people will argue that it's not the age, but it's the, can I get away with it?
Oh, I know where you're going.
How you rock it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And some people, I'm not saying I have that argument. Some people would have that argument that it's
yes,
not age, it's more
perhaps
your,
a looser fit, longer, something like that would be more appealing to your body type.
Right.
Okay, so quickly moving on from that, I'll give you maybe one more here. The white ribbed cotton tank tops, Dom. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
They've got a specific nickname, but it's the white tank top. A lot of guys wear these around when they're, you know, mowing the lawn or just going to King Soopers. They say 40, and I think that is way too old.
Oh, really?
That should stop like at 25. Honestly, that should just stop for everybody.
Well, I can't argue with that.
You know?
I cannot argue with
that. Because, I mean, you do need to have a specific body type for that as well if you're a guy.
Agreed.
And you're right. It's the whole, the muscles don't come with the shirt, dude.
Agreed. And, you know, I've never owned a shirt. I take that back. I have one running shirt. It's, you know, this the type of material, wicking material, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's sleeveless, but it's not an actual tank top. It's just a sleeveless
different,
running one.
Yeah.
But I agree that it's like, I can't rock those shirts. I don't have that kind of physique. I'm not a muscle dude.
Yeah.
So you'll never see me putting one of those on. So.
Yeah. Do you run with that one, though? Like in the forest where nobody can see you? Like.
Yeah, I'll run with
cool,
that one.
But you won't
on.
Go into a store.
But it's not a tank top, which to me is different.
Gotcha. Yeah, it is. It totally
no,
is.
I'm like going to, it's not like I'm embarrassed. I'm just saying I can't rock it.
No, you can't. It's a lot of hair, too. I mean, you're a hairy man.